We run Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. We had heard the Mishnah that said, Aisha Shaholach Bailo Vetzaros Olamdinas Hayom. We do not know if the Tzora became Uberes, and they told her Meis Baile. So it says in the Mishnah, Loitinosei Veloitis Yabim. She's not permitted to get married Lashuk. And the Gemara asked Akasha, why isn't she permitted to get married Lashuk? Loim Noshim Mis Abreis V'yodis. So the Gemara answered on this question because the Mishnah is going according to Rameya, who was Chayish L'miyuta. Now, I'd just like to learn the end of Tosfos Dibra Maschil Machvarta. The Imtaima, the last kasha that Tosfos asks, Ula Rameya the Chayish L'miyut. Rameya is Chayish L'miyut. Heichi Mashkachas Lo Demai. So, we find there are many kulas by Demai, Demai Hikilu, Kiven the Ike Miyut Am Ha'oret She'ein Ma'asren. There's a miyat amoratzim that are not ma'aser, and chayshine lemiyut. So it should be like all tevel. Bo'oydi ke chazok de tevel. There's a chazok of tevel also, so it has a chazok that it is tevel, and there's a miyut that says there's a miyut amaratzim that are ein ma'asrim. Miyu iloi chayish rameya lemiyut min ha-teire afilu eichad ike chazoke ba'day ala midarabonan ava osi shaper. So Taisa says, if we will say that rameya is the whole rameya that is chayish lemiyut is not min ha-teire, even when there is a chazoke, it's only a darabono, so then it's very good. So the whole thing is chayshinon lemiyut is a darabono de kedin. So we know that demai is a darabono. Minatayri can rely on roiv. So there were certain kulas that they gave to demai. Now, al kolponim, we see from this Tosfos, and this will help us as we progress in the sugya, that Tosfos was mesupik if Rameir is chayish lemiyut min ha-teire or midarabono. Tosfos did not know. Tosfos says, if we will assume that he's chayish lemiyut midarabonon, that's very good. If we hold he's chayish lemiyut min ha-teire, especially when there is a chazoke, so then we have a problem. So minatoire, it is sofik tevel, minatoire, that is tois viskash. V'yeshloima deloi chayshinon ki haigabne lemiyut. So tois says, afilu we will assume that chayshine lemiyut minatoire, but here we're not chayish lemiyut. De'im hu hurzak, Kol Yisrael mihurziku. If there are some amaratzim that are hurzik, then they don't give trumim, they don't give maisres, but kol Yisrael mihurziku. Av al gav de gabi kusim goza rameya al kulam. Tamei was gozer on all the kusim mishum miyut shen iskalkulu, because the miyut of the kusim were oivdei abaydezore. Kediyama beperikame dechulin, shani kusim do umaachasein, veinis horim bemitzvahis ki Yisrael. Now, Tosfos is very unclear what Tosfos is saying. I'd like to say over, in Sefer Maloi Haroyim, he says a beautiful pshat in what Tosfos is telling us. He says, that what Rameir is chayish lemiyut, And now we're going about a filumina teira is chayish lemiut. Hainu davke bimiut shahateva mechayvoi. That means the teva is mechayev such a miut. The tiven shahateva balkocho koilo kolabriye. The whole briye is controlled by laws of the teva. V'kivin sheyesh al kochoch b'teva miyut zarisim uchedoyme. V'shemochet tzrichen lochush al kol echod shemo hu solis. That means Rameya held that even though statistically roiv people are not zarisim, but we see in the Teva there are a miyat zarisim. So since this is so, so we have no right to assume that this person is not a soris. That in the Teva there are zarisim. So Memele, this is, that means there is a miyut in the Teva also. That's a chashina lemiyute. So you have to reckon with this miyut. Masha enken. So the Melerim continues, bedovo shena miyut toli b'teva, b'zer aframeya moidid loy chashina lemiyut. He says it's only a miut atoli b'teva, that there is such a tibius that Rameir is chayish for this. And he says, this is pshat in Taisvus. Taisvus says that, Taisvus takasha, according to Rameir, Rameir is chayish l'miyuta min ha-teire, so why is the mai only at the Rabbonah? So Taisa says, "Deim uhurza kol Yisrael mi hurziku." So he says, "This is not a miut b'teva." That means there's some people who are not religious and they weren't mafrish maisres. So what does that mean? So the mele, so since there's something even im uhurza kol Yisrael mi hurziku, that is not a machayev, that I should think that this person is also does not give maisa. So memele, so there's no din of chashina lemiut. Only din chashina lemiut is by tibiyistike miyutim, which occur. And there's a teva that they occur. In hu huksa kol yisro mi huksako. But what does Taisva say? But by kusim, he was chayish. Since some of the kusim were oiv de avoid zore, so he was chayish on the whole ummah that they were oivdei by the Zohar. So what does Taisus answer? So Taisus answers, Shani kusim duma achasein ve'ein izorim b'mitzvahs ki Yisrael. That means the whole geiris of the kusim, the whole yadus of the kusim was not a geiris gomel. They never were zehirim b'mitzvahs. So memele, that we find that others became oivdei avoydei zore, that is a natural occurrence. If the geiris and the yadis is not alpi teire, so memele, so a person slips. So one can slip to become an oivdei avoydei zore. So that's what Taisus means. Uma achasein she'ein ve'ein nizharim b'mitzvahs ki Yisrael. That's the whole ume. So that already, that is a natural expectation for a person who's not zoyer b'mitzvahs. So eventually, be an eved avayin nizharim. That comes naturally. So that is called like a miyut b'teva. So a miyut b'teva can be ma'irah, that just like these people became oivdei avoydei zore, all the others can also become oivdei avoydei zore, because you have a common cause there. Let us go further in the Gemara. Bamai akimte kerameya. So what did we say? We said that the Mishnah is going according to Rameya, and that is why. If a isha shaholcho sholach baila v'tzorosolim dinas ayom, she is not permitted to get married, is because chayshin elamiyut, even though roiv noshim is abris v'yodis, is chayshin elamiyut. And we have now a But Taisus is Mesupik, if this is a Daraisa or a Darabonon, that's a Sufik in Taisus. So let's learn the Gemara accordingly. Eima Seifer, Hoysa lo chamois. It says in the Mishnah that what is if she had a chamois in Medina Sayom, Eina chayshashis. So then, we're not chayish that the chamois gave birth to a yavam. Mela, she's permitted to get married. So the Gemara asks, Amai haloich acha roiv noshim, the roiv noshim misabreis biyodis. So, why aren't we afraid over there? Why do you go lekul and you say that she's permitted to get married? Maybe the chamois had a child. So the Gemara answers, miut mapilois. So the Gemara answers, there's a miut, a karoiv noshim misabres viotis. Miut mapilois. There's a miut at a mapu. V'chol ha-yeldeis machzes chorim machzes nekeves. Ismoich miyute v'mapilois le-machzes nekeves. V'havaleis chorim miyute. That means, if you're declaring a shayla was a live zocha born, so you have here, that is a miyute. That a live zocher should be born, because she have miut mapilois, so miut of the schorim that are born are mapilois, so that one asa her. And then you have the machzenikeves, which also one asa. So memela a live zocher is a miut. Pavle schorim miute. Yeah. So therefore, she doesn't have to be chayish that a live zocher was born. But the Gemara says, but if you just told me that the Mishnah is going according to Rameya, v'leichesh. So let us be, you told me the Mishnah is chayish l'miyute. That is why in the Reisha she's not permitted to get married, Lishuk, even though Reiv Noshim is Abris V'yodis, because Chayshina L'miyuta, Safila, we will say that there's a miyut chances that a live Zohar was born, because we say Smeich miyut mapiles l'machz and ekeves, but the Mishnah is going according to Rameya, and Rameya is Chayish L'miyuta. So the Gemara says, Kivin the Ischazka L'shuk Loi Chayish. That she had a Cheskas Heta L'shuk. Before, that means, we knew before the Chamois went to Medina Sayom, there was no sons born. She was Becheskas Hetalishuk. So therefore, we're not Chayish Lamid. So the Gemara says, Reisha de Igzak Liyibu. Tiyab. The Reisha that it was Nishazik Liyibu. Tiyab, what the Reisha? The Reisha we have, Roiv noshim misabris viyodis, and there's a miut that are not misabris viyodis. So the Gemara says, Also, let's be miyam. Let's rely on Chazok. Now, we have to understand this is a very difficult gemara. So I saw it in the Keren Eire. The Keren Eire says he understands the gemara one way. He says, if we will assume that Chayshine Lemiut of Rameyer is Minatayre, Taisus is Mesupik in this, and he brings Taisus in many places, and he elaborates it all. That Rameya holds that there's no din of Rube de Lesser Kamon. That means the whole din Roiv, which we have, is a Rube de Issa Kamon. Ah, we have Roiv Acheram, Lahatois. Rube de Lesser Kamon, we don't have a Hachro that you go Basaroi. So Chayshin Elamir. So that means, so Minatoire, if Roiv is not Machia, there are two Tzodim. There's a tzad miyut, there's a tzad roi, there's no achro, so it's a sofik hashoko. That's the taitz chayshine lemiyut min hatoire according to Rameya. So memele, so he says, now this gemara is beautiful. So let us see, the gemara is takash. In the sefer, what are you telling me that the isha is permitted to get married? Because I don't have to be, because there's a miyut schor. There's only that means a miyut of live schor. To be afraid that the chamois gave birth to a live zocho, which is a miyut. So you don't have to be chai. So but our mission is going according to Rameya. According to Rameya, we're saying Arubit the lesser kamon, there's no hacho of roi. So it's a Sofik HaShokel. If it's a Sofik HaShokel, so why is she permitted to get married? Maybe a Yavam was born. So the Gemara says, Yishtel an Chazoke. Just like by all Sveikis, Yishtel an Chazoke. So you also Yishtel an Chazoke. Before the Chamois went to Medina Sayom, she was Becheskas, that there's no Yavam. She's Mutalishuk. Now you have a sofik, and Roiv is not machia, you have a sofik. Did she become, was a Yavam born? Was a Yavam not born? So Yishtel an Chazoke. That was the teretz of the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara says, fine. But let's go now in the first case. In the first case, that is speaking about that the Tzora went to Medina Sayom, she was, before the Tzora went, she was Becheskas, that she's Mutal Yovel. Now the Tzora went to Medina Sayom, and we have a Roiv Noshim Misabres Vyodis, and a Miyot Noshim which are not Misabres Vyodis. And we have here a Chazoke, that she was Mutal Yovel. Now we have a Roiv, that's telling us that she's also Yavam. Roiv Noshim Misabris Vyodis. That's what we have. And the Gemara says Tisyabe. So what is Pshat in the Gemara? So the Keren Eire says he understands this Gemara if we will say that Rameyer is Chayish Lemiyut Minatayre. And he doesn't go Basar Arubi the lesser Kamon. So then the Gemara is beautiful. So the Gemara says, Rameyer does not go Bosser Aroiv the lesser Kamon. So it's a Sofik HaShokel. So it's a Sofik HaShokel. Yishtel an Chazok. Then he understands this Gemara. But if you'll say the whole Rameyer that's Chayish Lemiyot is Midarabonon, so it's a Shrek. She doesn't understand the Gemara. So the Gemara says, you know, she was Becheskas Heta Liyovo. Fine. But there's a Roiv that tells me that she had a child. Chayshina Lemiyot Midarabonon. But Minatayre you go Bos Roiv. So Roiv tells me she had a child. Chazoki tells me that she's Muta Liyovo. So how could you say the lechtelam chazoke. To the Kehler says he only understands our Gemara if we will assume that chayshina lemiyut is min ha-Torah. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Barabu. Reishe de Iser Koris Choshoshu, Sefer de Iser Lav Loi Choshoshu. So the Gemara says as follows, that in the Reishe, you ask the kasha, we should shtel on chazoke. We should shtel on chazoke. In the reisha, there's a shaila of koreth, there's a shaila of eishes och. That means chazoke is telling me that she's mutter to the yavon. Now we'll say there's a suffix. There's a suffix. Was a child born, wasn't a child born. We'll say, as we mentioned before, that, that he doesn't go by Saruba de Isa Kamon, Baruba de Lesa Kamon. So we have, let's say, a Sophic Hashokel, was a child born, wasn't a child born. Mina Teira Yitakish Talan Chazoke. Can rely on Chazoke. But since it's an Isa Kores, they did not want to rely on Chazoke midarabonim. They were chayish et sasofik. They didn't want to rely on Chazoke. So memele, it's a shal nisareish esof. So if you don't rely on Chazoke, so it's a sasofik. So memele, that's why they said that she's also to the yo. This sefer, you also have Chazoke that's telling me that she's Mutter Leshuk, a Yavon wasn't born. And I have a Sophic, let's say a Sophic Hashokel, maybe a Yavon was born, if we hold the Chayshini Lemiyot as Minatayr. So there Yishtalan Chazoke, because if it's only Negeya, Allah, then they weren't Machma. So we're speaking about that. L'chayre the Gemara means to say as follows. Mina Teire, you're right, Yishtel am Chazoke. Let us learn Taka the way the Keren Eire learns. Mina Teire, Yishtel am Chazoke, the mayor holds that you don't go Bosara Rube de Lesser, come on, it's a Sophic Hashokel. Mina Teire, Yishtel am Chazoke. But the Rabbonon did not want to rely on Chazoke, since we're playing around with an Issa Koretz. They didn't want to rely on Chazoke. So Memele, in the Reisha, so it's a Shaila of Issa Koretz. They didn't want to rely on Chazoke. But Issa Koretz Chashoshu. The Sefer, it's only an Issa La, is Loi Chashoshu. So the same on Chazoke. Omarove michdi hodi reise va hodi reise mali iser kores mali iser lav. Now let us see Rashi. Ein meseife hoyse lo chamois eina chayshesh amai nehei nami dischori miyute. Phil, you'll tell me that the possibility that a Zohar, a live Zohar was born as a meat, could have been for a Shvozel. Miyu haloich acha roiv noshim, v'kivin the roiv noshim mis abrois. Lekal meim v'schol miyuta de miyuta, alachav miyuta, it's one miyut. The roiv noshim mis abrois v'yot. Miyut, mapilis. Och gesine fabulous gorn in miute belegers ga meres ga is lo miute. So Rav Nachman am Rabbe Bavu said as follows. The Isa Koris Choshoshu Shemo Nisabra Tzoroso. Maybe Nisabra Tzoroso. לאיחושושו שמוניס אברו חמויסו דמין צצוספי קשוקו. So by Nisa Koris, Shemon Isabra Tzorotz, so we didn't want to rely on Chazok. And Nisa Lav will rely on Chazok. Shemon Isabra Chamoisa, they weren't Chayish for this, but Ukma Chazok. So Rabbi asked, Mali Isa Lav, Miloi Be'ina Lemeichish, Lesofik Isa Lav, Kiyechi Dechashina, Lesofik Isa Koris. That means if there's a chashashu, and we don't want to rely on chazok, because we're playing around with isurei d'oraisa, if that is the cheshbon, then there's no difference between isa lav and isa koritz. Hamidi desfeke lav al choke derabonon hi bedover hamuto deneim el koritz oved al choke lav loy oved al choke. בדובר עמות, דאוך שמה איסור די איראיס או ממש כאוב. That means if they tell me חוששו that we're afraid maybe there was fault. Maybe she did have a child. Maybe she did have a זוכה. If you're afraid in the Reisha, maybe she had a child, she did not want to rely on Chazoke. The fear is maybe there's an Issa D'Reisha, maybe there'll be even Issa Koris, that's what you're afraid of. That's we did not want to rely on Chazoke. If you don't want to rely on Chazoke, so for Issa Lav, also one should be afraid. Mali Issa Koris, Mali Issa Lav. Elo Omarov. So therefore the Gemara falls off this teretz also. Elo Omarov. Reishe Chazoke Liyibum Verubo Lishuk. In the Reishe, when the Tzorah went to Medina Sayon, so Roiv tells us that Mistoma Roiv Noshim Misabras Vyodis, so Mistoma she's Mutter Lishuk. That is what Roiv is telling us. Chazoke is telling us she was Becheskis Heter Liyovo, so she's Mutter to the Yovo. Vechazoke Loi Odiv Kiruba, and Chazoke is not as strong as Roiv. But I see miyute de mapilois somoch lechazoke, bahavale palge u palge. So Mela, we have a miyut also. We have kameir is chayish le miyut. That's how Rashi and Taisva seem to learn. Kameir is chayish le miyut. So Mela, for chayish le miyut, So therefore it's loiti nose the loitis yabit. Seife chazoke lishuk verubo lishuk. In the seife when the chamois went to Medina Sayon, so we had a chazoke that is no yovom, and Reif tells me a yovom was not born. Avalei zechorim miyute dimiyute. Umiyute dimiyute loichayish rabmeya. That means if I have a roiv against the miyut, and I have a chazok against the miyut, so that makes the miyut a miyut gorua, and a miyut gorua rabmeya wasn't chayish. Let us see Rashi. Reishe chazoke maisi lo liyibum. Chazoke says you should be miyabno. Verube maisi lo leheter shuk. Reiv tells us that she's mutala shuk. Reiv noshe misabas viyodis. Reiv noshe misabas viyodis. Vrei yoldo tzoros. Veniftero gam hi. If the tzore the child, so she's part of him yibum. Bechazoke loy odiv ki rubo de nasal abasro. That means chazoke is not as strong as roiv, the nasal abaso. We should go boso the chazoke, that the chazoke should be machia the sofik. So memele chazoke cannot be machia the sofik, hilkach loitis yabe. So she can't be nishyabe because chazoke is not as strong as roiv. Uleshuk nami loy. So if Roiv is stronger than Chazoke, so now we're saying that there is a cheshbon of Roiv, that Rameya is chayish. He holds that Roiv is stronger than Chazoke. Roiv is not a sofik ashoku. Roiv is stronger than Chazoke. So I have a Roiv that she's mutar leshuk. So why can't she get married? Perhaps now we could say it's only a darabonon. So chazoke, forget about. Roiv is stronger than chazoke. So chazoke cannot be a machia asofik when you have a roiv. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that Chazoke loy odif ki rube. The nasal abasro. That's what Rashi says. You can't go bosa chazoke with this aloy. So memele, so now the chazoke may hoche to be machia the sofik. So now you have aloy. So the aloy is mata leshuk. But rameir is chayish lemiyute. So memele, that is why she can't be nisyabim. You have a roiv. She can't be mutar leshuk because chayish lemiyuta. Seife chazoke leshuk. The seife is speaking about that there's a chazoke leshuk. That means when the chamois went out to Medina Sayom, she was becheskas. That is no yavam. Shrei belo yavam, oiso tchilak sheyotzeso. There was no yavam. Veruba leshuk. And Roiv is telling us that yavam was not born. Deinami nisabro chamoisa, filo we will say that she became uberes. Shema nekeva hoiso, maybe she was a nekeva, oi nefo. The roiv ubrim nefalim unikavis kidamrin leel. The machze de vlodi kaime nikavis ave umiyut ubrim nefalim. Avis chorim de kaime miyute legabi vlodis. So chorim which are kaime, you have a lebedik izoch is a miyut legabi vlodis. That means we have either it's a nikave, a lebedik in the cave, or a navel. So we have here a roiv that is telling us. We have a roiv that is telling us that Zocha was not born. The chazoke is also telling us that a zocher wasn't born. The schorim havelohu miyute dimiyute. So it's a miyute dimiyute. Let us see the second teisvitz. Smoich miyute lachazoke v'havelei palge upalge. So the Gemara is mitztarev the miyut with the chazoke, so it's palge upalge. Be'im taima, the beperik basra de kedushin, beperik kise yadom, gabi tinik shenimtso betzad ise. You had a tinik, so we found a tinik next to an ise, and we have here a sofik if the ise became tummy. Omrinam smoich miyute de ein metapchim. That means roiv tenoikis are metapchim. Some amele der tome. Some amele. So I can assume that the Isa became tome. But there's a miut of tenoikis which are not metapeach. And lecheskas tare. And there's a cheskas tare of the Isa. The Isra leirube umetaren leisa. So there we take the miut together with the chazoke, and we say it's toil. Here we take the miut together with the chazoke, and we say it's osa. V'ochi koma davi palge upalge umach merinon. Oimer Rabbeinu Chaim, the Tinek Avodova Shem Boidas Lishoel, Bahave Sveikei Toel, Vafilo Beshus Ayochi, the Lochi Yisrael Eirube. So Taisha says it matters where you're talking about. Eina Chaname, you can say Smoich Miyute, Lechazokim Avalei Palga Palgas. If we're speaking about Isurim, some Mele here with Sofik Deraisa Lechumre. There we're speaking about Tume and Tare, and Atinik is a aim by Das Lisho, so we have a klal that a Sofik Tume, a Philobishus Ayochid, by aim by Das Lisho is Toyer, so we have to just make it Palge Palge. So there we make it Palge or Palge, and it's Toyer. Here we make it Palge and Palge, this also. Agavuche. The Keren Eure also says, from this Gemara is also a Raya, that this like the Gemara is going according to Rameya, that Smoich Miyute, that Chashini Lemiyute is a Deraisa. If Chashini Lemiyute is a Deraisa, so we can say it becomes Palge or Palge. If Chashini Lemiyute is a Darabonon, she doesn't understand how it... He doesn't understand how you can make a Sofik HaShokul if the whole Hashim Mute is at the Rabbon. Let us see the Gemara further. Loiti Nosei V'loiti Shiabi. It says in the Mishnah that the Tzora went to Medina Sayon, and I don't know if she had a child or not. I know Meis Bailo. So the loch is loiti nosei v'loiti shab. So she's not permitted to get married. Maybe the tzorei had a child. Not a bit, permitted to be, she's not permitted to get married. Maybe the chashin elimiyute. She's not permitted to be mishab. Maybe the tzorei did have a child. Ulo ilom. So the Gemara says this is forever. She can never get married. Amar Ziri, so Ziri said as follows. Le'atzma, because of herself. Shloisha chadoshim. It means because of herself, the first till three chadoshim, she can't get married. Al tavchone. Le'chavote, now because of the tzore, that we're afraid maybe the tzore was muberes. Tisha. So she has to wait 9 months. Why does she have to wait 9 months? Because maybe the Tzora just became Mu'uberes. And we have a klal that if the Tzora is Mu'uberes, so Chalitza doesn't help. Maybe she'll have Avlat Shel Kayom. Vein Avlat Poiter at Sheyetzi Lavi Roilo. So we have to wait 9 months, and after 9 months, so Miman Nefshech, either there a child was born, so she's Mutal Shuk, or now we'll give Chalitza if a child was not born. V'chayletzes Miman Nefshech. So after 9 months, it'll be Chayletzes Miman Nefshech. And Miman Nefshech, and Miman Nefshech should be Mutal. Rab Chanina Omar La'atzmo Shloisha. For herself, she has to wait 3 months. Al tavchone lechavuto loilo, but for the chavuto she cannot get married till we will find out if the chavuto had a vlad or didn't have a vlad. So the gemara says, why do you have to wait so long? V'tachleitz mimonavshich. Let her get chalitza mimonavshich. Abaye Barobin, Rabchnina Barobin, Omri Tobayu, Gzeiro Shemo Yehei Vlad Ben Kayom. That means you can't give Chalitza, because you're going to give Chalitza after 9 months. And later we're going to find out, after 2 years, we're going to find out that there was a Vlad. And so till now we were under the impression that she was also Lakune. A Chalitza is also Lakune. 2 years later, we find out that she's not a chalutz and she's muta lekune. V'nimtza ata matzricha kruz lekune. So now, 2 years later, if we'll give a chalitza 2 years ago, so after the 9 months, we'll give chalitza, so now we'll need a kruz lekune. So the Gemara asks, v'litzricha, so let's make a kruz lekune. What's the whole problem? We say she can't get married because we might later, you can't give chalitza now because later she might need a kruz lekune. So the Gemara says, dume ike da'avi b'chalitza. Nay, this is a very dangerous thing. If you will give chalitza now memonavshech, dume ike da'avi b'chalitza, v'loi havi b'hachroza, and he wasn't around b'hachroza. He witnessed the chalitza. He was not around by the hachoze. V'omri koshoru chalutza l'koyim. So that means he'll say ma'aser rav. He'll see later she's married to a koyim. He himself was there by the chalitza, so he sees klal that a chalutza is muta l'koyim. So in order that kilkul should not occur, we will not give chalitza if we don't know klo that she needs chalitza. Because if we'll give a chalitza mimon nefshech, a kilkul might come out. Let us see Rashi. Ula oilom bitmiye tachlitz mimon nefshech v'tinos eleshuk. La'atzmo shloisha, b'shvi la'atzmo tamtin shloisha chadoshim, d'chol anoshim tzrichis lahamtin gimel chadoshim. V'afilu ma'ilo meis b'mdinis hayom. The lekel amecha shem oberes, even though her husband died in Medina Sayom, does keine ba'aylon is namis tzrich es lahamtim shloisha chadoshim, kedamrina ba'choylet, haloche kulon tzrich es lahamtim. That means Chazal were not mafchen, if it was shaykh for to become oberes, if it wasn't shaykh to become oberes, 3 months she has to wait. But because of the chavote, shemo muberes hitzaros atzich alhamtin tes chadoshim. Shafilu cholzo, afilu we would give chalitza, loiti nasi b'seich tes, shemo chavote muberesi. Maybe the chavote is muberes, vahavlad shel kayome. And the vlad shall keep him in chalitza peter sezu ala vlad poita, but vlad ain't a poita, at she yates ilavir oilom. So, then the Gemara said that, Rab Chanina had said, l'chavata lo oilom, b'shvil chavata tzicha lahach lahamtim lo oilom. Ilam means ache teida im yesh lo vlad im lav. Till we find out if there was a vlad. So the Gemara asks, v'tach leitzlach etes mimon nefshich v'tinose. Im yolda tzorosa, harei niftelo of the vlad. So the vlad patted. V'im lav harei chlitzosa patrosa. So the Gemara says, matzricha kruz lahachis. That means we will need, if you'll make a chalitza mimonevshech, and later we will find out that there was no need of the chalitza, so we'll need a kruz lahachish lehoisa chalutza materes lekune. Zok the Gemara weiter. So a kaponim the Gemara says, we will not give chalitza if we have a suffix, maybe she does not need chalitza, because then we can get into big problems. Tana, so the Gemara says, I'll ask you a kash. We learned, niten li ben bimdina sayom. She says, a child was born. V'omro meis b'ni v'achakach b'ayli, my status didn't change, nemenes, pesha osa. Meis b'ali v'achakach b'ni, eina nemenes. But if she said her status changed, and she's mutalishuk, she's not nemo. V'choyshishin l'dvoreho, v'choyletzes v'loy misyabemes. And v'choyshish l'dvoreho, she says lemaise that she's also liyavam, so we're not miyavam her. V'choyletzes v'loy misyabemes. So there's only chalitza in that yibum. Now, according to her, she is saying that there's no need of chalitza. She's saying, I don't need anything. You don't believe her, so you give her chalitza. We don't believe her, so we don't trust her, so we give her chalitza. The leichish dilma also eidnim v'omri kidekomro. V'nimtza atamatzricha kruz lekone. That means here this woman is saying that she does not need chalitza. Could be she's right. We learned yesterday Taisvis, it seems from Taisvis, could be she is an amonus of an eidecha. She says that, that meis ba'ali v'achakach b'neis b'no. I don't know if it's sanya liyovim or lois sanya liyovim. Maybe it's not sanya liyovim. So maybe she's telling the truth. We can't trust her, so we give her chalitza. But if there's a mokim teklah, maybe she's telling the truth. So the zicha mokim teklah. So maybe later it'll be nisbara that she told the truth. And two eidim will come and tell us that was meis ba'ali v'achakach Meis b'no, and the chalitza was, there was no need for the chalitza, and you're back in the same problem. So you made a chalitza which was not needed, and now we'll come to a kilkul. The Edom will say the way she said, Oma Rav Pope Begrusha. It is speaking about a grusha. That means, you're right. If it wouldn't be speaking about a grusha, so we wouldn't give chalitza take, but it's speaking about a grusha. So memela, so she saiva say also lekuhune, so we won't need a kruz. Lakuna, because she's side-by-side from the previous marriage, before she married this husband, she was a grusha. Rav Chiya bereid Rav Huna omar ba'omra anivu hu nechbeinu b'ma'ora. That she herself is telling us that we both were hidden in a ma'ora. There was no eidim together with us. That's what she's telling us. But I'm telling you that it was meis bali v'achakach meis b'ni. But al koponim, I hear from her, it can never be nisbara what really happened. So it can never be nisbara. So then we can give chalitza because we don't have to be afraid that we'll need a kruz l'kohune. Let us see Rashi. Meis b'ni v'achakach meis b'ali, v'reini zekuka liyom, kebatchila, nemenis mesha omro meis b'ni rishen v'achakach b'ali, loichashin en dilme mishum derachma liyovom komro. We're not afraid, maybe it's because rachma liyovom. My time, oyo becheskes ibn hoise medes, upia osa atme ala yovom kshomra nitin li ben, vuhu ape yoche laater atme ala yovom uleima meis benirishin, says a pesha osa. Eino ne menes li nose li shuk, oyo becheskes ibn yotzes, o vechaishin in vil mesanyalei, vikomra nitin li ben, vechoishishin lidvoreho, Shema emesayim basur liyabe. So, Well, Choshen would go, maybe she's telling the truth. So therefore, with Vasuli Yamuche Letzes. So the Gemara is maybe Adam will come and say, Kidika Amrit Lehois is a Kukaloi. Ve'ein Chalitosa Kloma Materis Lakune, Begrush, Shaysa Grusha Kwami Yishachal, Shaposla Lakune Lomis. Ani ubni ubali nechbanu b'ma'ora v'ein ishi imonu lovei ulohoyid hilkach lekel ameichesh dilma osi sadi. Zogte Mishnah weiter. Shtei Yevomais, there were two sister-in-laws, two women which married two brothers. Shtei Yevomais, there are two women that married two brothers. Zuei meres meis bali. Now, each one comes and says that her husband died. Zui meres meis bali, zui meres meis bali. Zu asura mipnei bailo shel zu, zu asura mipnei bailo shel zu. So now, so we believe each one that the husband died. Fine, that's ishama meis bailo. But now there's another problem. You can't get married because who said the Yavam is dead? Now the only one who said the Yavam was dead was her sister-in-law. Now her sister-in-law doesn't have the monies on her. So even though they have the monies on themselves, they don't have the monies legabi their sister-in-laws. So therefore, they're not permitted to get married. Lazu Adim Lazu ain't Adim. One of them has Adim that her husband died. The other one doesn't have Adim. She says her husband died. So Eshe Yeshla Adim Asurim. The woman that has Adim that her husband died, so she's Asa. Because she's Asa because we're afraid that the Yavam is still alive. Her sister-in-law is saying that the Yavam died. The Eshe ain't la Eidim Muteris. The one that doesn't have Eidim, she's Mutter. Because on her husband, she's saying Meis Bailey, and on the Yavam, two Eidim are saying that he died. Lozu Bonim, Lozu ain't Bonim. Now, what if one has children and one doesn't have children? Eshe yesh la Bonim, and there's no Eidim. Eshe yesh la boni muteres. So the one that has children is muter. Eshe ain't la boni, because her husband is dead and she's not skukali yavam. Eshe ain't la boni masure, because she's skukali yavam and we don't have a biro that the yavam is dead lagabiha. Nisyabmu. What happens if there were two more brothers around? There were four brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Ashes Reuven said that Reuven is dead. Ashes Shimon said that Shimon is dead. But Lamai said, and they died without children, and there's Levi and Yehuda. So there's a din of Yibum. So the Nisyabmu to Levi, Eishas Rubu Nisyabim from Levi, Eishas Shimon was Nisyabim from Yehuda. Umeisu ha-Yevomim, and now the Yevomim died. Now Levi and Yehuda died also without children. So now we're back to the old Shaila, is Reuven and Shimon still alive? Is Eishes Shimon permitted to get married? Maybe Reuven is still alive. Is Eishes Reuven permitted to get married? Maybe Shimon is alive. Nisyabmu umeisu hayevomim asuris linosis. Now we're back where we started from. Now let us see Rashi. Shtei Yevomis Nishei Shnei Achim. These are wives of two brothers. Zu Asura Lishuk Nebai Lishel Zu Shohu Yevomo. He's her Yevom, the Shemachayu. Maybe he's alive. Uskukaloi. Ba'af al pishe ishtei meres meis. His wife says that he's dead. And in a menis ayyibim. She's not married Nemon for her Yevom. Now זו שיש לה אידי מסור לי נושאי מפני יבומו. דשמו חיו, דאידם היהני לו, maybe היובם is alive, what do the אידם help her? או הי נמי מהם נולאים המייז ביילי, the problem is, what's with the יובם? זו שאין לו אידם מותרס לשוק, דאום לו שהוא מייז, she said he died. A husband is dead. Ubishvil Yevom and Amilechashim Shreyesh Eidim Shemets. Lezu Bonim, Lezu Ein Bonim. Vein Eidim Leilezu Veleilezu. Eshe Yesh Labonim Muteres. Nis Yabmu, Shohoyu Lehem Kan Shnei Yevonim. There were two Yevomim here. Venis Yabmu, Shishish Omro Meiz Baili Tis Yabim. Vilein Yin Yibum Loi Utsuchu Zois La'idusei shel zuk. That means for Yibum, the Eishes Reuven does not need the Eidus of Eishes Shimon. That means Eishes Reuven said Reuven died, so there's a din of Yibum to Levi. Areishe koi, shein lam lo'i eidim v'lo'i bonim, umei so'a yibomim, asuris li'nosei l'shuk. Zuv mimnei bai l'orishin shel zuk, zuv mimnei bai l'orishin shel zuk. Shema adayin heim chayim. ואף על פי שנוסו שתיים ליבומים בחזקה שמייסו בעליהם, אישס רובן was נסייבם, because we're under the impression that רובן died, אישס שימן was נסייבם, because under the impression that שימן died, אצל עצמו נאמונס, אבל עכשיו שיינוסו לשוט, נמצא עדוסים של זו מוי לזו, ואין יבומס מידי זו על זו צד התם. Hoyul vohutru liyivomim, and Rabbi Lozor says, Becheska shemesu baleyem, suloi mitzerin denechish leshemo chayin, eh? And that we have to see in the Gemara Pshat and Rabbi Lozor. Just let us see, Toysvis eshiyesh leidim masuro, teimelari maike mashmelon, beshema ashmeinon, loy asrinen ho oto ho. But we don't answer the one that doesn't have Eidim, oto we might be matter the one that does have Eidim.